Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Quite a treat, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, my uncle owns a hog farm. He still makes it. Okay. It's awful good.
Sure.
But we call it souse where I come from.
Uh-huh. No, where was that?
You say South Carolina.
South Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
We didn't get quite far enough south.
That's right.
We went into North Carolina, yeah. And then we turned north up to north, yeah, to Washington, D.C. Yeah.
Now, you had milk cows on the farm? Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about the milking process. Once you got the milk out of the cow and into the milk pail, what did you have to do with it before?
We had a cream separator.
Okay. But did you have to pour it through anything?
Strainer.
Okay. And what did that do?
Don't just take out the dirt you can see.
Okay. Okay. What was the...
that's about a lot of two.
Okay. What was that? Was it cheesecloth that you poured it through?
Well... it was thicker than a cheesecloth.
Okay.
Well, really... we used a strainer that had a cotton pad, especially for straining milk.
Okay. Okay. Now, I was wondering what they would call really thin milk, milk that was real watery.
Skim milk.
Skim milk. Mm-hmm. And now, what would they do, would they make anything out of milk that's going sour?
Oh, they made the cottage cheese.
Okay. And what would they call sour milk like that?
Clabber?
Clabber, okay. Earlier you were talking about breads, and I just wondered, your mother made a lot of good breads?
Oh, sure.
What kinds did she make?
Well, she made the white bread. She also made the whole wheat. So did my wife.
Did she ever make cornbread? Okay. She did.
Okay. Sometimes I buy the cornbread mix and made it myself.
Okay.
Although they serve it for their senior dinners from time to time, so I get some of that way.
And the stuff they put in the bread to make it to rise?
Yeast.
Okay. Now, what do they call soft drinks in this area? Do they call them pop or soda? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't use it very much. Grandkids do.
Okay. I was wondering maybe if you'd heard what they had called it, if they called it a...
Well, they generally have their brands.
Okay.
A little bit of brand more than anything. Pepsi or... Okay. Or Diet Pepsi.
Okay. In the old days, what would they have called illegal alcohol? Did they have a name for it?
Oh, I don't think of it right now.
Would they have called it moonshine?
Possibly. Maybe hooch.
Hooch. Okay. Okay. That's great. I haven't heard that one. That's good. Yeah. Okay. And I was wondering if you had if you dug a big pit outside and cooked a calf or a hog or something over it, what would you call that?
Barbecue pit.
Okay. And
every community has one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you have an event in town where every family brings something to eat, you call that a what? Call that a... Would you call it a covered dish or a potluck?
Yeah, potluck.
Okay. Okay. And in the morning, do people around here drink a real hot drink when it's cold outside?
Well, I suppose coffee.
Okay. Now, you mentioned peaches. Did y'all ever grow any apples?
Very few. Hmm. Fellow with apples. Apples should be sprayed 6 or 7 times a year. And if you just miss one time while you've
had it.
That's about right.
Can you remember in old days if they would grind up apples and make anything?
We didn't here. We didn't have enough of them.
Okay.
I had a cousin in New York State that they had a cider mill.
Okay. Made cider?
Cider press.
Okay. We ever make apple butter?